Hare Krishna. So we welcome everybody here at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Panchatattva Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet for a nice Sunday program in Nava Yoga Pit. So this afternoon we're going to go to Vrindavan without ticket, without visa, and no security check. And first step to get to Vrindavan is to get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. Just like Krishna has told by his own lotus mouth in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshanam. That just try to learn the truth by approaching the wise and bona fide spiritual master. And pariprasnena. Prasna means question, but here Krishna says pariprasnena. You should get all of your doubts satisfied. And sevaya. Not only do we take knowledge, but we also return service to Guru and Vaishnava. Just like, I'm not sure which Gaudiya Mutt it was, but Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was staying in that place. And the Vice Chancellor of Benares Hindu University came to visit the temple. And he had some questions for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So BHU is a very famous, prestigious university in India. So we can imagine if the Vice Chancellor came, we would treat him very nicely. So he came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. He said, I have some questions. And Srila Bhakti said, I'm busy right now. You sit in the temple room. After some time, I will attend to you. So he sat in the temple room, and the brahmacharis were sitting there polishing the brass. After some time, he came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. He said, I'm still a little busy. You come after some time. You sit with those boys who are polishing the brass. So he had nothing to do, so he's sitting there. The boys were polishing the brass, so he also began to polish brass. He's a big, big, prestigious man. He began this menial service of polishing the brass. Third time he came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta asked, what is your question? He said, no, I have no question. I got all the answers. We have to do both, ask questions and do service. Then the circuit is complete. So this is a very beautiful bhajan in our Brijbhasa language. And the part that comes again and again is very simple. You'll learn in 2 seconds and sing with us. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Charan, I think most of you know by now. Charan means feet. And Kamala means lotus flower. So Sri Guru Charan Kamala Bhaja Man. Man means the heart. We should worship lotus feet of Guru with all our heart. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhaja Man. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhaja Man. Sri Guru Charana. Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama. Sri Guru. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama. Sri Guru. Guru Kripa Bina Nei Koi Saran Bal. Bhajaman Bhaja Anuksham Guru Kripa Vina Nekoi Sadhan Bal Bhajaman Bhaja Anuksham Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Sri Guru Charana Kamala Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Milta Nahi Aise Durlabha Janam Brahmaru Choda Bhuvam Milta Nahi Aise Durlabha Janam Brahmaru Choda Bhuvam Kisi ko milta hai aho bhagya se Hari bhakton ke darasan Kisi ko milta hai aho bhagya se Hari bhakton ke darasan Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati Dinajana Karuna Nida Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati Dinajana Karuna Nida Bhakti Bhava Prem Tino Prakashata Sri Guru Patita Pavan
Bhakti Bhava Prem
Prakashata Sri Guru Patita Pavan Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Shruti Smriti Or Purana Namohe Kino Spasta Praman Shruti Smriti Or Purana Namohe Kino Spasta Praman Thana Mana Jivan Guru Pade Arpan Sri Hari Namaratan Thana Mana Jivan Guru Pade Arpan Sri Hari Namaratan Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman Srila Prabhupada ki Sri Guru Charan Kamala Bhajaman. We should just worship the lotus feet of Guru with all our heart. Guru Kripa Bina Nehi Koi Sadhan Bal Bhajaman Bhaja Anukshan. Bina means without. Without the mercy of the Guru, our sadhana has no bal. We were discussing the other day on Balaram's appearance. Bal means strength, but not material strength, spiritual strength. Bhajaman, bhaja, anukshan. Shan means moment. So anukshan, at every moment, we should worship the lotus feet of the Guru. So I was remembering a very nice pastime. I have a very wonderful god sister who's been in Vrindavan even longer than me, named Daivi Shakti Mataji. And she used to serve in Prabhupada's kitchen. Behind Prabhupada's house, there's a little kitchen. But in the early days, there was no windows. They just had some boards there, but somehow the squirrels and other creatures would get inside, and she always had to keep everything very carefully locked up. So one day, she was washing the dishes, and that was also a big task. You had to go all the way around to the front of the temple, now where the Samadhi Museum is. There was a well there, now it's closed up. But you had to draw water from that well, then bring it all the way back to Prabhupada's house and wash the plates. And Panchadevita Maharaj came downstairs with some samosas and told her Prabhupada wants to take these samosas tomorrow evening. Because Prabhupada was discussing about the restaurant, so he wanted to see if there's samosas left over, will they still be good the next day, the next evening. So she said, just put them there, I'll get to them later. I'll take care of them. And she was washing dishes, she completely forgot. Next day, right at 8 o'clock in the evening, the samosas. And she looked, and there was only crumbs. Now what to do? And Panchadevita came and said, where's the samosas? Prabhu, the cat must have eaten them. And Panchadevita ran upstairs and he told Prabhupada, the cat ate them. Then he came back downstairs and said, Prabhupada said, whoever says the cat ate them, he ate them. Now she didn't know what to do. Her spiritual master was accusing her of eating the samosas and she hadn't done it. Now what to do? She knew she hadn't done it, but Prabhupada was accusing her. Now what to do? And she remembered that as she walked by the guest house, the restaurant kitchen, she saw they were grinding urd dal. So she ran to the restaurant kitchen. She got some urd dal. She found some dough and she made some. I guess they were kachuris, not samosas. They made some kachuris. And then she brought them up piping hot to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada didn't say a word. He ate them. He said, these are much nicer. He said, every night you must make these for me. She had no idea what she was going to do. Now her spiritual master accused her of how to get out of this one. And she got a permanent service of making kachuris every night for Prabhupada. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, then we want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So we have very beautiful song glorifying Lord Chaitanya. Also in Brijbhasa language. It's a very beautiful song. And again, the part that comes again and again is very simple to learn. Almost everybody knows it because everybody knows this is one of Dina Bandhu's favorite bhajans.
Sundara Lala, Sachiru Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname. Sundara Lala, Sachiru Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname. Balle chandana tilaga manohara alaka shobe kapolaname balle jannana tilaga manohara alaka shobe kapol bolo sunera lala satiru lala najada sri hari kirtane bolo sunera lala satiru lala najada sri hari kirtane Shire Chuda Darshani Rale Vanapulla Mala Hiya Pardole Shire Chuda Darshani Rale Vanapulla Mala Hiya Pardole Pahirna Pita Patamara Shobe Nupura Runu Junu Charananame Pahirna pita patamara shobe Nupura runu runu charananda Bala sunera lala Satiru lala Najada sri hari kirtane Bala sunera lala Satiru lala Najata sri hari kirtaname Radha Krishna ekatanu he Nidubana maje bansi bajave Nidubana maje vansi vajave Bissarupaki prabhuji sahi Avata prakatai nadiyame Mala sundara lala Satiru lala Najata sri hari kirtane Mala sunera lala Satiru lala Najata sri hari kirtane Koi gavata he Radha Krishna nam Koi gavata he Hari guna gan Koi gavata he Radha Krishna nam Koi gavata Hari guna gan Mridanga tala Madura rasala Vajata he koi Ranganame Mridanga tala Madura rasala Bajata hai koi Rangi Bala sundara lala Satiru lala Najata sri hari Kirtan mein Bala sundara lala Satiru lala Najata sri hari kirtane Bolo najata sri hari kirtane Bolo najata sri hari kirtane Bolo Sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari Om. The Sundara Lala Sachidu Lala Nachata Sri Hari
kirtan mein. The very beautiful little boy of Mother Sachi, he's always dancing in Sri Hari Kirtan. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is the recommended process. Chanting very loudly and very enthusiastically. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invented some new religion. This is there in the Shastra. Shastra comes from the word Shasan, which means to guide. Shastra is there to guide us back to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So everything we do has to be based on Shastra. Just to give you an idea of the importance of Shastra, one time, because Shastra is our praman, our evidence to know something beyond our senses, the only evidence is Shastra. That is our praman. So one time, all the older gopis came to Badi Yasoda to complain. This is called Ulana Lila. They said, your Lala comes to our house and steals our buttermilk and yogurt. And Badi Yasoda said, Ari Sakya, what do you think? In our house we have no buttermilk and yogurt? My Patidev means husband. Nanda Baba, he has 9 lakhs of cows. Do you know the meaning of 1 lakh? 100,000. So 9 lakhs means almost 1 megabyte. So, milk, yogurt, ghee, makkhan, these things are flowing like river in our house. Why Lala will go to somebody else's house to steal? Have you got any praman? Do you have any evidence? Arisaki, what evidence? We'll bring your Lala mume makkhan and hatme makkhan. Butter on the mouth, butter on the hand. So they got the best milk and brudge from Krishna's favorite cow, Padma Ganda, whose milk is fragrant like a lotus. And they made it into yogurt and prrr, 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 ching, ching, ching. All their Indian ladies have so many bracelets, bangles. I come to the West, nobody has bangles. We won't give class tomorrow unless you bring bangles. Ching, ching, ching. And then they took that very soft, fresh butter and they put it in a pot and they put little bells all around the ring of that roof, the mouth of that pot. Anybody moves this pot, then the bells will ring. Then they hung it from the rafter with some rope and they put little bells on the rope. Anybody unties this rope, then the bells will ring. Then they knew this guy, he's very clever. Maybe he'll try to climb on the grinding mortar, the ukkal. So all around the ukkal, they put little bells. Anybody moves this grinding mortar, the bells will ring. He's very, very sneaky. He may try to come through the window. So all around the window, they put little bells. Anybody comes through the window, then all the bells will ring. Then the gopis all hid. So Krishna, if there's some fresh, soft, sweet butter available, immediately he will come to that spot. So he came with all his cowherd friends, and they looked at the whole scene. All around the window were bells. On the ukkal there's bells. On the rope there's bells. On the pot there's bells. And Krishna said, Are, who do these gopis think I am anyway? Who do they think I am? By my will, millions of universes come into existence. By my will, those millions of universes are destroyed. What is these little bells? Who do they think I am anyway? Then he looked at all the bells, said, don't ring. So Krishna climbed through the window, not a single bell rang. He pulled that ukkal underneath the pot, not a single bell rang. He climbed up, untied the rope, not a single bell rang. He brought the pot down, he put it mouth toward himself, not a single bell rang. He put his hand inside and began to eat the butter, and every bell in the room began to ring. And the gopis jumped out. Ha! Now we have our praman. We have our evidence. Mume makan and hatme makan. Butter on the mouth, butter on the hand. And Krishna became very angry. Are? I told you guys not to ring. You don't respect my word? Huh? You don't respect my word? Hmm? And the bells folded their hands and said, but Maharaj, which word we should respect? You told not to ring. And the Shastra is written, when Gopal takes bhog, then you have to ring the bell. And then when we offer the bhog, we always ring the bell. The Shastra is just, they couldn't tell whether to follow Krishna's word or Shastra's word is. Shastra is just as good as Krishna's word. Therefore we know, Brihat Naradiya Puran, there's one slok, even if devotee is sleeping, and you say, what is that verse in Brihat Naradiya Puran? Even in his sleep, he'll say, Harirnama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalu Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatranita. In this Kali Yuga, and nothing else will work, just chanting this holy name, chanting this holy name, chanting this holy name. So not that Mahaprabhu invented something, this is based on Shastra. We give so many other pramans, but we don't have much time today. But anyway, once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, we get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we chant the holy name, then we can go to Braj. So I promised the other day I would sing this song. I don't see Kripa Pal is here. On the altar, all right. This is for him. This is a very beautiful Brijbhasa song written by a great acharya in the Nimbarka Sampradaya named Hari Vyasadeva Acharya. But because it's simply names of Radha and Krishna, all the Vaishnavas sing this song. And now you'll know where that beautiful rag from Sundara Lala comes from. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Si Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Si Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Si Radhe. Bolo Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Si Krishna. And we'll sing the verses together because it's too long. Shama Gauri Nitya Kishori Pritam Jori Si Radhe Bolo Jai Radhe. Rasika Rasila Chela Chabila Gunagara Bila Si Krishna, Bolo Jai Krishna. Rasa Biharini, Rasa Bistarini, Piya Uradharani, Si Radhe Jai. Navanavarangi, Navalatri Bangi, Jamasu Angi, Si Krishna, Bolo Jai Krishna. Prana Piyari, Rupa Ujari, Ati Sukumari, Si Radhe Jai Radhe. Jai
Naina Manohara Mahamurakara Sundaravatara Bala Sri Krishna Bala Shobha Sreni Mohameni Kokila Veni Sirade Jai Rai Kamini Kanta Sri Bhagavanta Sri Krishna Bala Jai Krishna Chanda Varani Kundara Varani Shobha Sarani Sri Radhe Jai Radhe Parama Udara Prabha Apara Ati Sukumara Sri Krishna Bala Jai Hansa Gamani Rajatara Ramani Krida Kamani Sri Radhe Jai Rupa Rasala Naina Vishala Parama Kripala Sri Krishna Vala Jai Kanchana Veli Rati Rasareli Ati Alla Veli Sri Radhe Jai Radhe Sabasukha Sagara Sabaguna Agara Rupa Ujagara Sri Krishna Bolo Jai Krishna Ramani Ramya Taru Dara Tamya Guna Agamya Sri Radhe Jai Dhamani Vasi, Prabha Prakashi, Sahaja Suhasi, Sri Krishna Bala Jai Krishna. Shakti Aladini, Ati Priyavari, Uru Unmadini, Sri Radhe Jai Radhe. Anga Anga Tona Sarasa Salona Shubhaga Sutona Sri Krishna Bolo Jai Krishna Radha Namini Kunabi Ramini Hari Priya Swamini Sri Radhe Jai Hare 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 Sri Krishna Bolo Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Sri Krishna Jai Jai Sri Radhe So Hari Vyas Devacharya, he always signs his songs as Hari Priya. So in the last line we see, Hari Priya Swamini Sri Radhe. So many beautiful Names of Radha and Krishna are here. Shama Gauri. Shama means she's very simple. And Gauri means she's golden in complexion. Rasika Rasilo. Krishna is very rasik, always relishing ras. Rasa Biharani. Radharani is always enjoying the rasa dance with Krishna. Rasa Bistarani. She's spreading ras in all directions. Nava Nava Rangi. Krishna is always newer and newer. Navala Tri Bangi. Krishna is always in this Tri Banga, this threefold bending form. Then there's one here, it says Kokila Veni. So we heard the Kokila of the day. He's a very wonderful bird in Braj, black like a crow, but with a beautiful voice. So Radharani's voice is just as sweet as the Kokila. So she's called Kokila Veni. And actually in Braj, between Kosi and Nandagam, there's a very beautiful van called Kokila Van, where so many Kokilas stay. And it's right across the highway from Javat. You all know Javat, where Radharani lives with her so-called husband Abhimanyu, and her mother-in-law Jatila, and her sister-in-law Kutila. So it's a very beautiful natural forest. It used to be very nice. Now it's becoming more and more developed, unfortunately. But it used to be a very sweet place. And a big lake is there, and you can see so many birds there, so many different types of waterfowl and so many other birds. And sometimes you can see Nilgai. There's a little, about 4 kilometer prickerment all around the Kokila Van. And there's a temple of Sanidev there. Sanidev means Saturn. Because everyone's very much afraid of Saturn. Actually, he's not a bad planet, but his thing is that he gives you your karma. So, just like a policeman, he's not a bad man, but if you're a criminal, then, oh, the policeman, maybe he saw me steal that, you know, he's coming to arrest me, you know. We're always afraid of the policeman. So Sunny, he's not bad. He just gives you your karma. Now, if you've been good, you have nothing to worry. But when Sunny comes, most of us, we've done something wrong. So how did Sunny Dave get there? One time, they were celebrating, I don't remember which birthday of Krishna it was, but they were celebrating Krishna's birthday in Nandagam. And Nanda Maharaj, he invited all the Vrishbhasis and all the Devis and Devatas. Everybody was coming to Nanda Maharaj's festival. Then Nanda Maharaj, he suddenly saw that Sunny Dev was coming. Saturn. He ran out there and stopped and says, no, 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 you can't come. If you come, everybody will run away. Everyone will run away. So Saturn was very sad. He couldn't get darshan of Krishna. So he went in that Kokila Van and sat down and began to meditate. Meanwhile, Krishna, he knew that his great devotee, Saturn, had come, Sunny Dev had come. He couldn't get his darshan. So then he went to Maya Soda. He said, Maya, last night I got a bad dream. Achalala, what happened, Lala? Some boot came. Boot means ghost or goblin. Some ghost came. Some boot came, Maya. Acha? And what happened, Lala? He said he was going to eat me. Achala? He said, why? He said, because your mother never did your Maya Yasoda never did my puja. And where is that boot, Lala? Where is that boot? He's over there in Kokila Van, Maya. So Mother Yasoda grabbed Lala under her arm. And she ran there to Kokila Van. And she did the puja of Sunny Dev. And the way you do the puja of Sunny Dev is with mustard oil. If you've ever been in India and you, when Saturday comes, Saturn Day comes, then you'll see all the little kids running around with a little bucket with this little black form of Sunny Davis, all oily, you know, asking for donations. So that's how Sunny Dave got there. So he got, that way he got darshan of Krishna. So they have a Sunny Dave temple there, and on Saturdays, 10, 20, sometimes even 30,000 people will come all day long to that Sannidev temple. And finally they had to make some arrangement. They have this railing, so everybody goes like this. From two sides you come in and go like this in and out. And they had these big troughs, two big troughs like this. So everybody, when you're inside the railing, you pour your mustard oil into the trough. Out of those two troughs, this pipe comes together, joins, and then that pipe goes over Sannidev like that. So everyone just, you know, hundreds of people pouring mustard oil and all going over Sannidev like this. There's also a beautiful little Bihariji temple there. And some nice kunja there. It's a very sweet place. But on Saturdays, you don't, unless you like crowds, you don't want to go there on a Saturday. 20 to 30,000 people will come there. Sometimes we go there and do kirtan and distribute prasadam. You'll see so many people have come and distributing, you know, nice prasadam to all the pilgrims. So sometimes we also go there and do kirtan and distribute prasadam. So this is Kokilavan. There's another one here. It says Hansa Gamani. Hans, we know, means swan. Now, I lived in India for more than 30 years. I have never seen a swan in India. You have swans in Slovenia?
Yeah.
And especially in Zurich, they have so many swans on the lake there, where all the Indians have their black money stored. So we do Harinam in the lake, then we see the swans, so many swans. So Hansa Gamani. Gamani means manner of walking. So Radharani, she walks just like a swan. Now you've seen swans, so you know how they walk. So Radharani, she walks just like a swan. So she's Hansa Gamani. So many beautiful names of Radha and Krishna here. So there's one very beautiful place called Kusum Sarovar. How many people have seen Kusum Sarovar? Almost everybody, okay. Actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it mentions, after discovering Radhakund and Chamakund, Mahaprabhu came to Suman Sarovar. But Suman or Kusum, both mean flower. So nowadays it's known as Kusum Sarovar. And there used to be so many beautiful flower gardens there. And you know, it's just 2 kilometers away from Radhakund. So Radharani and the Sakis will come there to pick flowers to make garlands for to meet Krishna at Radhakund. So sometimes Krishna would come there and he would scold Radharani and the Sakis. Are, what are you doing? Why are you stealing all these flowers? And Radharani said, we come here every day. Nobody ever stopped us. Nobody ever bothered us. He said, just because you were doing something wrong and nobody caught you doesn't make it right. Today, this garden belongs to King Kamadev and he has sent me to find out who's stealing his flowers. So I caught you today, you're a big thief. And Radharani said, how dare you call me a thief? He said, yes, you're a big thief, I can prove it. He said, just see, the beauty of your eyes has been stolen from the lotus petals of Braj. The beauty of your nose has been stolen from the sesame flowers of Braj. The beauty of your hair has been stolen from the clouds over Braj. The beauty of your lips has been stolen from the bimba fruits of Braj. The beauty of your nails has been stolen from the moon over Braj. The beauty of your teeth has been stolen from the jasmine buds over Braj. In this way, the pastime, even I don't know the end of the pastime, it goes on and on and on. And Krishna proves how Radharani has completely plundered his Braj. hmm. And there's a place across the street and a little ways up. Of course, next door to Kusum's Rover is Radha Banabi Hari Temple. Run by some devotees from, one is from Scotland, the other is from, she's from South Africa. And is maintained by the Chopati devotees. And two little interesting Shilas are there, and they have a beautiful picture there. Because one time at Kusum's Rover, this is inside, you know, the big dome, on the side dome, there's a, if you go inside there, you'll find this picture is there. And Krishna is, he came there as a, disguised as a flower mali, gardener. Complete with mustache and everything. And in that secret garden, he began to braid Radharani's hair and decorate it with flowers. So you'll see in that temple, there's a beautiful, they have a beautiful painting of this pastime. They have a copy of the painting from the dome, and they have, also some devotee has made it beautiful. And Radharani's looking in the mirror, but she's not seeing herself. If you look closely, she's looking at Krishna in the mirror. So on the altar, they have this very dark Shila. And his hand is reaching down with a golden comb. And there's a light-colored Shila underneath him with a beautiful braid. And Krishna is braiding Radharani's hair and decorating it. So this is Radha Bana Bihari. But you go past that and there's a little road, there's a gateway and a little road inside. There's a place called Narada Kund. Is what happened one time, Narad Muni, he came to Braj. And he was offering so many beautiful prayers to Krishna. So many beautiful stutis he was singing. And Krishna told, hey Narada, why don't you stay here in Braj and do your bhajan? He said, but Prabhu, I'm cursed. I cannot stay anywhere for more than a few minutes. And Lord said, Are Narada, that curse is only valid in the material world. This Brajadam is not part of the material world. Don't think that you... what is your Slovenian airline?
Adria.
That you bought a ticket on Adria and you flew to Delhi and took a taxi and came to Braj. It's not part of India. It's not part of UP. It's non-different from the spiritual world. So he said, that curse has no effect here. So Narada stayed at that place. The beautiful places there, Naradavan and Narada Kund. Anybody ever seen? Only few, huh? So there Narada Muni, he did his bhajan and he wrote many, many bhakti shastras. Narada Bhakti Sutras, which Prabhupada also began, and then I think Sasaru finished it and BBT published it. And Narada Pancharatna and so many rasic bhakti literatures he wrote in this place. And in fact, the Mahant there, his name is Dinabandhu.
Yeah.
But his name is Dinabandhu Sharan. Because he's in a certain branch of the Nimbarka Sampradaya, where instead of we put Das on the end of our names, they put Sharan. It's like we know in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvadharmam Parijaja Mamikam Sharanam Praja. You just take shelter of my feet. You just take shelter of me. Nothing to worry. So they put Sharan on the end of their name. And he told me, but I haven't seen any Praman yet, but he told me that this is the place where Narad Muni stayed when he was instructing Kayadu. Anybody knows who's Kayadu? Oh, we have some pundits here. Prahlad Maharaj's mother, her name was Kayadu. And it must be true because Narad Muni couldn't have an ashram any other place except in Braj. So this must be the place where Prahlad Maharaj got instruction from Narad Muni even within the womb. Therefore, especially we recommend the ladies who have child within their womb, especially Shastra says after 7 months the child become conscious. So we should read and chant very loudly to the child so he'll get the benefit. So in this place, Narad Muni, he instructed Prahlad Maharaj within the womb. And now, Dinabandhu Sharan, he's building a big temple. Before it was just a tiny little broken down temple. Just about maybe twice the size of your altar area. Maybe a little bit bigger. But now he's broken everything down. He's made a big temple. He's working on it. And he has a... There was an old deity of Narad Muni there who was broken with a little silver veena. Now he has a nice nude big deity like this of Narad Muni playing his veena. So it's going to become... And he has a beautiful... He has a goshala with so many beautiful cows. It's going to become a very, very nice place very soon. And a beautiful kund is there and so many trees are there. Different types of trees, kadamba trees and Paras people trees and people trees. And very nice place. And one time, Narad Muni was there at Kusum Sarovar and he was lamenting to Brindadevi. Because we know the Ras Leela takes place, the Saradiya Rasayatra takes place in Vrindavan, in Karti. But the Vasant Ras takes place on the side of Govardhan. Narad Muni wanted to see. But no male person is allowed to go. So, Brindadevi said, no problem. She dunked him in the southeast corner of the kund, and he came out as a beautiful gopi named Naradi. And she went there to the side of Govardhan, and she got darshan of the Rasleela. When she came back, Brindadevi took her to the northwest corner of the kund, opposite corner, dipped her in, and she came back as Narad Muni. So this is a very, not many, because it's, when you're doing prakrama, you don't have time to go in and go here and there and explore, but sometimes if you're just visiting Kusum Sarovar, then you go up the street and down that little road and see Narada Kund. So it's almost time for kirtan, so we'll put our voice to rest here, but we'd like to announce that somehow or other, by Brindadevi's mercy, our book, Braj Leela, Part 2, has arrived. So, this is transcriptions of lectures that I gave in Mayapur and Vrindavan. So it's not formal writing, but the way I talk, that's how the book is. So, if anybody wants a copy, then maybe during the kirtan you can come get a copy. We're distributing this to help maintain our Brindadevi temple. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we'll put on a beautiful slideshow about Brindakun and presentation about our Brindakun temple. So we're just asking small donation of 15 euros if anybody wants to take this book, and then we're here to sign it if you want. Hare Krishna. Sri Vrindavan Dhama ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shya Nitai Gaur Hari Revealer of the Holy Dham Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna.